Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, yeah, Reach Overcomers Holiness, the place where the people are overcoming to holiness to do the work that God is calling for in the ministry. I am Pastor Natalie Franklin, and you can listen to me while on this broadcast. All you have to do is call Erico 515-602-9776. That's Erico 515-602-9776. And again, this is Pastor Natalie Franklin, and I'm glad to be able to minister to the peoples and just to be able to be a blessing. This is Overcomers Holiness. May the Lord have a blessing to his word.
There's a correction. The call-in number is Erico 515-605-9798. This is Overcomers Holiness, the place where the peoples are overcoming to holiness to do the work that God is calling for in the ministry. I am Pastor Natalie Franklin, and I'm going to go to God in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we just want to thank you for this day, God. For it is a beautiful day, God. We thank you for last night sleeping, this morning rising, God. We thank you for God for just touching our minds and giving us a mind to give you the glory and the praise on today, God. God, we thank you for our life, our health, and our strength right now, God. God, we pray that you would touch our minds, our hearts, and our souls, God, that we would link in with you on today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that are looking for you to do something special for them today, God. God, I pray that you would grant their requests according to your perfect will, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Look on those that are sick and on their beds of affliction, God. Touch and heal right now in the mighty name of Jesus. God, look on those whose minds are confused, God, and don't know which way to go, God. Be a mind regulator, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And then, God, those that are seeking and looking for things to happen in their lives, God, I pray that you will open doors and make ways out of no way, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we just want to thank you because you're so good to us, God, and we just want to give you the glory and all the praise. This we pray in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Again, this is Pastor Natalie Franklin from the Overcomers Holiness, the church where the peoples are overcoming to holiness to do the work that God is calling for in the ministry. And this is Sunday School in You, which is every Sunday at 8 a.m. for only 15 minutes. And we just kind of go briefly over the Sunday School lesson just to encourage the hearts of the people so that we can be able to start our week off with a wonderful knowing that God is able. Praise the Lord. Our subject today will be God promised his presence. God promises nothing better in life to know that the presence of the Lord is right here. Praise God. Just when you need him, he's right there. Praise God. It's just good to know that he's on your side. Praise God. It's good to know that he got your back. It's good to know that God is here. God said he'll never leave you, nor he'll forsake you. He'll be with us even to the end of time. Praise the Lord. It's good to know that God's presence, God's promise, his presence. Amen. God promised his presence. That means he will do just what he said he'd do. Amen. You know, we can take some money to the bank and deposit it, and before you know it, it can be replenished away. But no one thing, if God said it, that settles it. Amen. You can take it to the bank and know that it will be good. Praise the Lord. God's promise, his presence. We're going to Joel, the second chapter, verses 21 through 27. Joel, the second chapter, verses 21 through 27. Reading the word of the Lord, it says, "Fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things. Be not afraid, ye beasts of the fields, for the pastures of the wilderness do spring. from the tree beareth her fruit. The fig tree and the vine do yield their strength. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God. For he has given you the former rain moderation, and he will cause to come down from the rain the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. And the floors shall be full of wheat, and the fat shall overflow with wine and oil. And I will restore to you the years the locusts have eaten, the cankerworms and the caterpillars and the pommer worms, my great army which I sent among you. And ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God that has dealt wonderfully with you. And my people shall never be ashamed. And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God, and none else, and my people shall never be ashamed. Thank God for the reading of his holy word. Pray that this lesson will be a blessing to us today, knowing that that God promised his presence. Amen. Praise God. It's talking about in Joel, the second chapter, verses 21 through 27. It's talking about the people will no longer be afraid. Amen. No longer be afraid. He said, fear not, O land. Be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things. You ain't got to be afraid. God is going to do some great things in our lives. Amen. Praise God. We just got to believe in the promises of the Lord. If God said it, that settles it. Amen. Praise God. We got to look to the hills for which cometh our help, because all of our help cometh from the Lord. The people are no longer to be afraid. We don't have to be afraid. Amen. Praise God. Because God is going to do great things. Amen. Praise God. He's going to do some wonderful things in our lives. Amen. Praise God. He says, fear not, O land. We ain't got to fear. Praise God. Because God is coming to do some wonderful, great things in our lives. Amen. Praise God. That we wouldn't even expect. Praise God. Sometimes we think of things and hope of things, amen, praise God, but God has a way of coming out of nowhere, amen. He can take a nothing and make it into something, amen, praise God. Have you ever just looked at something and said, that don't look like it's about nothing, amen, praise God, but then when you see it again and God and manifested himself in that thing, and he makes it to be something wonderful. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. It's just like when you're pregnant. Amen. It's just a little bitty seed in you. Amen. But God can multiply that seed, and then when 9 months later come, you have a beautiful bundle of joy. Amen. Praise God. God promises, amen, his presence. Praise the Lord. Amen. He said, be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord. Amen. Rejoice in the Lord. He said, the land will be fruitful. Amen. Praise God. He's going to bless. He's going to bless. You know, I was just the other day, I was walking around my house, touching and anointing, praise God, and thanking God for his blessings. Amen. Praise God. Sometimes you just got to thank God for what you already got, and then God's going to bless you with more and better things. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. All around my home and in my home, amen. Praise God. I'm looking for God's promise, amen, that his presence will be abundantly. Praise the Lord. Amen. That the land will be fruitful. Praise God. And not only the land be fruitful, amen, God's going to even bless our children. Amen. I looked at my my dog, amen. I even touch him, praise God, and anointed him, praise the Lord, amen. You got to anoint everything that's a part of you, praise God, because God is going to send out a blessing, amen. He said, be glad then, ye children of Zion. He said, rejoice in the Lord your God. Amen. You're going to have to get excited about this thing. Be excited that the presence of the Lord is going to be in the midst. Praise God. God promises his presence. Amen. And he will be there just for us. Amen. We got to get excited. Amen. Praise God. Because what he said in verse 25, he said, I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten, the cankerworms and the caterpillars and the palm worms, my great army which I sent among you. God is going to do some great things, amen. Everything the enemy tried to take from you, amen, praise God, try to mess up with you, praise God, amen, try to trick and deceive you, amen, praise God. God said, I seen it, praise God, amen, I seen it, praise God. He said, but I'm going to restore to you the years. Amen. I mean, I don't care how long you've been going through your trials and tribulation. Praise God. God said he's going to restore everything that was taken from you. Amen. Praise God. He's going to give it back to you. Praise God. His presence is going to be known. Praise the Lord. Amen. No matter how that devil try to steal from you and try to take from you and try to destroy and bring you down, praise God. God said he's going to restore it, praise the Lord. He said, I am going to restore to you the years. Amen. That's a S on the end. That means, amen, you've been going through. He said, weeping may endure for a night. Hallelujah. But joy will come in the morning. Praise God. He said he's going to restore it unto you, praise the Lord. God's promise to be with his people, amen. He said, and they shall not be ashamed, amen, praise God. They shall not be ashamed. You ain't going to be ashamed, he said, and ye shall eat in plenty, praise God, and be satisfied. That means when God send your blessing, you ain't got to be ashamed. Hold your head up, praise God. Walk with your shoulders upright. Praise God, and knowing that it is the blessing of the Lord. Praise God. They don't know what you've been going through. They don't know what your midnight's been like. Praise God. They don't know the tears that you have cried and all the things that you have went through. Praise God. But God is going to restore it. Praise God. He's going to wipe away all those tears and turn them to joy and everything. So you might as well just get ready, get ready, get ready, like T.G. Jakes say. Get ready for the blessings of the Lord, because he's going to let his presence be known. Praise God. And God said, we will not, hallelujah, be ashamed. He said, we're going to be able to eat, and not only are we going to eat, but we're going to eat in plenty, praise God. That means we're going to be blessed above and beyond everything that we can think of, praise God. God is going to do it just for us, praise God. He says that, and you will praise the name of the Lord your God that has dealt wonderfully with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. We got to have the confidence in God's presence, knowing that God will and do everything that he said he would do. I pray that this lesson was a blessing to you. Let us pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Let us get excited about what your presence is going to do for us. Let us be excited about that you're going to restore everything that the devil tried to take from us, and that we are going to be eating plentiful, and we do not have to be ashamed. Look on this of every day. This we pray in Jesus' name. We love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. God bless you.